Hey, Tom, you're our sales pro. Tell us about your podcast.
Do you have many boomers that are rebels?
Believe it or not, one of my first clients was a boomer.
All right, I want you to turn me into a rebel today.
I'm a Philly girl. I listen to Rocky, and I'm going up those stairs, man, and I could do anything.
And I came back from corporate, and I sat at the desk, and I actually had to do sales, and I was mortified.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for joining us today for OK Boomer, Teach Me Sales. I'm Kelly Bloomer.
And I'm Tom Bloomer.
OK, Tom, you're our sales pro. In 30 words or less, can you tell us about this podcast?
I'm going to try. You know, us salespeople like to talk, Kelly.
You sure do.
All right, 30 words or less.
Can you do it?
Well, if you're a sales pro and you're looking to grow in your sales career, if you like good, lively sales discussion, I think this is going to be a show for you. I've walked your walk for over 30 years in sales. I've knocked on the doors and overcome the same obstacles I think you may be facing as a seller, a sales manager, and as a VP of sales. I currently help assess, build, and train high-performing media sales teams. Well, Kel?
Yeah, you really went over 30 words. Okay, Tom, who's the boomer teaching us sales today?
Well, Kel, Donnie's not a boomer, but you know, every time I talk to him, he calls me boomer. So I don't know if he thinks it's a cute nickname or he just wants everybody to realize I'm older than him.
Probably that you're older than him.
You didn't think he just thought it was a really cool nickname?
No.
Okay. Well, Donnie Bovine is our guest today. I'm really excited. Donnie and I have been talking and working on different things for several months now, and he's the reason you're going to be getting on an airplane in 2 months.
I'm looking forward to this, but not the airplane. We know how I feel about airplanes.
It's going to be our first flight since the pandemic started.
Still doesn't make it any better.
I know, but it's time, right?
It's
time to get out there. Been talking to the kids. You know, Ryan wants to fly out to California for a football game. Kayla's thinking about flying out to Seattle to see a friend.
Right.
I think it's time people get out and do things.
It is. Yeah. It is.
And that's what Don and I are going to talk about today. It's time to go big. People need, especially in business and sales, people need to go out there and get started. And, you know, the conference we're going to in September, that's what it's all about. It's the Badass Business Summit, and I'm excited.
Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun with that name.
Yeah, I you better get a lot of sleep before you go, because we're going to be shaking hands and meeting a lot of people. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Don't expect me to remember everybody's name then.
Yeah, you'll work on it.
I'll
introduce you, and we're going to probably have some great barbecue.
Okay.
You ready?
Sure, let's do it.
Let's talk to Donnie.
Okay.
Hey, gang, we are really excited. This is the first of what I'm calling special episodes. So this is a special episode. My guest today, Donnie Bovine, is the CEO of Success Champions Networking and Success Champions Magazine. There's a whole lot to that you're going to tell us about. But Donnie, I'm calling this to get back to normal. Let's get back to amping things up. I'm starting to sense that I'm hearing people that slowed down through the pandemic. Salespeople, leaders, companies, they just said, you know, there's nothing we can do. Things are, you know, we just have to roll with it. It is what it is. Things are going to go down. And then we started to see things amping up. And I'm starting to see people with that mindset that they're just starting to cave again with some of the uncertainty. So I'm calling it, let's get back to normal and amp things up. I have a feeling you're going to want to call it, it's time to go big. Donnie, why don't you tell everybody a little bit about yourself and why, in my eyes, you're the perfect guest to tell us how to go big.
Thanks, Tom. Dude, I got to tell you, it's an honor to be on your show and hanging out with you. It's been really, really fun to get to know you and call you friend. So I appreciate that.
It's been great. So thank you absolutely for responding to my first LinkedIn message. If not.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so guys, if that's not an attribute to doing personal reach outs on LinkedIn, that's how Tom and I became friends. You know, LinkedIn works, use it. But I'm Donnie Bovine, CEO and founder of the Success Champions family of companies. We have 6 companies under the flagship altogether. I spent 20 years in straight commission sales before I was crazy enough to jump out on my own and launch my own company. And I really thought running a business was going to be easy. I'm a sales guy, I can sell anything. Well, I got a rude awakening very quickly as I realized going from a sales employee mindset to a business owner mindset was a massive leap in, you know, mindset thinking and how you do things. And I found podcasting in May of 2018, and that literally changed and turned my business around. Towards September of 18, my non-compete came up in the sales game. So now with a combination of podcasting, sales, no restrictions on that, I was able to build the Success Champions family of companies. And now, you know, I think our main function and goal in life is to help people get to business freedom, you know, build those businesses that they set out to build, to create the life that they wanted to create, and have a lot of damn fun while they're doing it. And I told, promised Tom that I would try not to cuss through this whole thing. So if anything slips out, it's his fault, not mine.
Yeah, because I'm not really good at editing yet, Donnie. You know, I'm new to this. So. There's going to be no fancy voice coming in here. So you may hear my dogs bark, but other than that,
it's real life. It's real life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you confused me, though. Just because someone is really good at sales doesn't mean they're going to be a great entrepreneur.
You know, it was funny for me. I was really that cocky that I really thought that, you know, I would jump out, I would have my personal brand, a website, and the world was just going to show up. But nobody tells you that as you're doing this, that you've got to completely transform and become a better version of yourself. And because as an employee, you know, your mindset's always focused on, well, if it's got to be done, I'm the one that's got to get it done. And, you know, if it doesn't get done, you're fired. Well, if you take that same mindset into being a CEO, then you're going to find yourself working on the back end of the business versus actually growing the business, and nothing gets accomplished. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I grew up in this world where the CEO was behind the scenes, you know, kind of like the Wizard of Oz, the man behind the curtain type thing. And, you know, what I found was the CEO better be out front, shaking hands, kissing babies, you know, doing all of the moves to put themselves out there. And I think sales tremendously helps you. But man, you got to learn operations. You got to learn finances. You got to learn, you know, systems and processes. And thank God I got Kevin Snow, because I am not a systems and process guy. I'm learning really quick. But you know, for most people, it's the ability to adapt to a new world and change your thinking. You know, how are you going to impact and show up for others? I mean, because as your business grows, now you've got the responsibilities of others on your shoulder, you know, so you've got to perform for them, you know, so it's
few more sleepless nights than you were used to when it was just sales, right?
Wait, what's sleep?
You just had to rely on your own.
You know, yeah, I mean, it's 4 years in almost now, it's gotten tremendously better. You know, we've got a motto in the company of go break some stuff. I really cleaned that up for you, Tom. And
because I don't remember that being the motto, but
so, and it's the philosophy, and we learned it early on that if things aren't breaking, we're not going big enough. And if things aren't breaking, we're not trying enough new cool things. So I've got a team that's constantly keeping up with a guy who's probably ADD and all over the map, and is constantly thinking of new ideas and new ways to do it. Which is amazing, because they're picking the pieces we run, but it's definitely an evolutionary process, becoming a business owner, then becoming a CEO of those businesses.
And it's interesting, because you're talking about coming from the sales environment with, mm-hmm. you know, I remember back, one of the things that I struggled with early on is too much ego. And right. thinking, you know what, I have every solution. And when the company didn't go with one of my plans, it was like, all right, there's nothing I can do. They should have done that, but I just go do it. When I started doing things on my own, I started to learn pretty quickly, you know, not all my ideas were good.
Right. So
there was some reason I was listening to other people. And I think a lot of business owners, they struggle with that. But, you know, you talk about Kevin, you talk about your team. No matter how good you are, you better have some good people to kind of keep you reined in and work closely with you.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, to that point, humbleness as a CEO, you need to have as much humbleness as your ego is. And we often get in that one single mindset of this is the way it should be done. And what I've had to learn, even coaching other, you know, companies and CEOs and the likes, is they know more about their business than I do. So I may be able to see it from one perspective and be able to recognize it one way, but they know the intricate workings of their business. So if they say, hey, that idea is a great idea, but it won't work, because I have to honor that and learn to get my own ego out of the way to say, all right, well, let's talk through, how do we make this better? How do we do this right? How do we make it work stronger? But, you know, I think you can only be as strong as your team. And, you know, Kevin and Snow and I met, you know, through a Facebook group of all things. And, you know, we've grown, and he's, you know, damn near become a partner in the company at this point. But my company wouldn't function without him, because of his analytical mindset and his ability to put systems and processes in place. It allows me to go out and do what I'm good at, which is, you know, be out front. And I think overall, you've got to have a, I hate the word balance, because I don't believe in work-life balance, but you've got to have some sort of flow through the company where everything is doing what it's supposed to do, because you got the right people in place.
Right. And it's that collaboration, I think, that's critical. Good, you know, I look back on some companies I've worked in, and sometimes it would be dysfunctional, sometimes it would be great, but different partners had different skill sets, you know, that they would bring in, and they're all vital. And you know, we're talking about coming from the sales end, but there's a lot of entrepreneurs out there that have zero sales background. Mm. You know, they know something really well. They're very good at it, and they don't even like the sales part of it. And I'm sure you've worked with a number of those. How do they learn? What do you got to get across to them so they understand, I can make the greatest widget in the world, but if I can't show it to people and convince them to look at it, I'm not going anywhere.
Well, it's really simple. Without sales, you don't have a business. And what people don't understand is every day you're selling. I mean, every day you're sitting across from somebody and you're in a sales transaction. So let's define sales from my perspective. Sales is nothing more than just a conversation between two people, right? It's a conversation that ultimately has an outcome. So like you and I right now, Tom, we're having a great conversation. We're talking on your podcast. It's a sales conversation. Now, neither one of us are trying to actively say, you know, hey, buy my stuff, but we're in a conversation that's a transaction between two people. That's all sales is. The difference being from what we're doing now and taking it more into a sales conversation is you got to get to a yes and no or a next step. Keep it that simple. And people just need to wrap their head around that everything you do in life is some sort of sales transaction, whether you're, you know, trying to get a discount on something you're buying, whether you're trying to get something changed out on your food order on a menu, whether you're, you know, at a garage sale trying to get a better deal on something you're buying. Everything we do in life.
Just trying to check into a hotel room 3 hours before check-in time.
Absolutely. Right? You know, trying to get into an event or a movie theater 30 minutes before so you can go sit down and get good seats. You know, whatever. Yeah. Everything is a sales transaction. The problem is, I think people get hung up on this idea that they're forcing themselves on another individual, or they're trying to convince another individual. In sales, you should never convince, you should never force, you should never try and close a deal out. You should just go have real and honest conversations with people and understand what their problems are, understand what their needs are, understand what they're looking for, and sit across from them and help them understand if your product and service will work for them. And I think people's personal ego of, well, my product, my service is for anybody and everybody can use it and I can do this for everybody. Anybody who's cocky enough to believe that their product and service can fix or help everybody in the world, you're an idiot. You know, it comes down to, you've got to understand not everybody needs what you have. And that mindset of going in and having a real conversation, being disassociated with what the outcome is, being okay if they tell you no, being okay if they say they need more time to think about it and having a tougher conversation down the road. Yeah, all of it comes down to, you just got to have a real adult conversation. And I think for most people who believe they can't sell, I challenge them to go get 100 conversations with people that could say yes and sit across from them. Just go have a fun, real conversation and tell them what you have. Tell them what you do. If they're interested, good. If they're not, okay. Move on to the next one.
And that's what we need more of. And unfortunately, you know, there was just an article about a week and a half ago in the Wall Street Journal. There are hundreds of thousands of great sales jobs out there right now, and they can't find enough people to fill them. And so many people that could be transitioning or could be really good in sales, those conversation starter type people, they're not even looking at it because they picture sales to be that opposite way. That person Yeah. who's, you have to have my product or service. Let me tell you why. Sit down and just barrels right through. That's not what sales is supposed to be, but too many people see that.
For sure. Well, I mean, and you look how sales or being a business owner, CEO is depicted in movies, TV, and everything else. It's never painted with sunshine and, you know, and rainbows. And people have personally dealt with so many bad salespeople. Because look, I mean, your generation, Tom, my generation right behind you. I mean, we grew up on the always be closing mentality world where you beat the crap out of your person until they give up and say, okay, fine, I'll buy. And, you know, there's a lot of us, you and me and a bunch of others, that are trying to get people to understand that that model of sales doesn't work. We're not in a transactional world. You know, we're in a relationship world, and it's about diving deep into people's, you know, life and making lifelong friends. I mean, some of my greatest clients, we've done family trips together. Mm-hmm. And I think the more people understand that this isn't a greaseball profession, this isn't a, you know, place to get one over on somebody or gouge somebody. This is a place to impact people's lives and businesses, whatever your product and service are. And the more louder we continue to get, Tom, the more people are going to wrap their head around this and have a lot more fun enjoying the profession of sales as you and I have over the years.
Yeah. And a lot of that is fun. You really have, because if you hate what you do, you're not going to have those good conversations. You're really not going to be trying to help somebody. But yeah, if you love what you do and you believe in your product and your company and believe you can really help somebody, now you're going to enjoy it. You're going to be passionate, and people are going to see that as they go through. You know, Donnie, one of the things that you wrote a book that I really enjoyed, The Endless Stream of Referrals. And, you know, I've worked with a lot of salespeople, as you have over the years. Some salespeople get very, very few referrals. Mm. And others get a lot of referrals. They have people that want to help them as they go through. Your book really broke down some key elements. And there were some things that I had to change my game a little bit. I said, you know what? I really like this. Tell us a little bit about, because that's something I know you're still posting about, yeah, and sure, talking to people about today is referrals.
Yeah, I'm excited. It's my most successful book in the marketplace. And, you know, for the people that are getting a ton of referrals, one, they're usually a really good person and they're getting real results for people, and people automatically they're proud to introduce them to other people. And I think that's a differentiator. But the commonality, the number one reason people don't get referrals is because they're not asking for them. You know, they're hoping that their good personality, their good person is enough to have people automatically always thinking about them going, you know what, I should refer Tom to so-and-so. I should refer Bob to, you know.
And I'm thinking about that every day as soon as I leave, who they can call for me.
Right? Be nice. But, you know, we're all running busy lives. And, you know, as much as I love giving introductions and referrals, you know, it depends on who I run into and who I meet. Very few people ever sit across from me and go, you know what, Donnie, let's have a real referral conversation. Who do you know that I should know? And it's always funny to me because I'm not trying to be ego, but I've got a massive Rolodex of contacts, connections, some great people. But, you know, I'm naturally wired to open doors for others. That's just how I'm built. And I think that's become part of my DNA. And I think when I wrote Endless Stream of Referrals, I wrote it thinking that this was common knowledge, right? That this was things that everybody already knew and everybody already understood. I wasn't prepared for the number of people who said what you just said, that you had to change some things around in your world, because this is just how I've always done things. And so the idea of teaching people that you should sit across from your best clients and have a referral, a dedicated time to talk about referrals, you know, and it sounds like, you know, hey, Tom, you know, we've been working together for a while now. You've been a blast to work with. I've enjoyed it tremendously. I think you've gotten a lot of the results we talked about you would get. And they're like, yep, absolutely. You know, is it okay if I walk you through a process that will help you open doors? Because I love working with people that are like you. Who do you know that would be as fun to work with as you are, would put in the time and energy and do the work to see the results if you introduce them to me? And, you know, that slight move gets people to go, you know what? Let me introduce you to Sally over here. Let me introduce you to Kim over here, because you're going to love working with her, you know? And it's that ability to paint them a picture of exactly who you need to get to that opens up so many phenomenal doors and opens up so many moments of, I know exactly, you know, who that person is. But most people sit in this generic state of, hey, Tom, do you know anybody who needs sales training? And, you know, or you know anybody that needs a, you know, put an ad in a magazine? And it's so generic in nature in the ask.
Fill out this form. Give me five other people who might need windows in your neighborhood. So
Right. Yeah. And, you know, who talks about replacing the windows in their home? I mean, just as a prime example, I mean,
Well, you know, Donnie, that minute and a half, and, you know, I, out of each episode, I usually try to get one or two videos for short clips. And I just made a note there was a perfect nugget that needs to be shared, but companies aren't teaching that, you know. For no. you learned, and it was just, hey, I assume everybody's doing it. If anything, a company is doing very little time on referrals, or they're saying, here's our referral program. Let me show you how to open doors and help other people.
We'll pay you $100 if you refer somebody. Yes, you may get one in a blue moon, but it's so generic in nature that nobody gets any value out of those. Yeah. You know, the population as a whole is not money motivated. So throwing them $100 to do an introduction referral or whatever doesn't work. You should be teaching your employees to have real referral conversations and walk them through a specific process of how they should ask for referral. Because, I mean, I forget who did the review. It was either Harvard or one of the Yale, one of the big companies, colleges that did a study on it. But they showed that 80% person is more likely to become a customer. They have an 80% more increased chance of becoming a customer if they are introduced by another customer.
Just that social proof, right?
Yeah.
You feel good about it. And there's something there too. I think if my wife and I are out somewhere and somebody, and I mention I need windows, let's say, and somebody, you know, I got a guy, he's really good. You know, I want to work with that person, not only to meet somebody that I have a little trust in, but I also want to kind of thank the person who just gave me that information. And yeah, you know what? Your guy was great. So,
there's things you need there. Yeah, it saves you a little bit of time. That's why I like those programs like Angie's List and, you know, reviews and things on Amazon and all those things that they've worked, because people aren't traditionally early adapters of things. They want to know somebody else has used this and it's worked and it's done well for them. Because, you know, we live in a world where people don't have a lot of extra money, whether it's, you know, personal finances, or maybe they don't have a bigger budget in company finances. So it's a risk anytime you put a decision where you've got to put capital down, you got to put money down to do anything. So you want to stack as many cards in your favor. And, you know, somebody says, hey, go work with so-and-so, you know, you're more apt to do that because, as you said, you get the trust factor in there.
Yeah. And each generation, it's becoming more and more prevalent. You know, we were just away with the kids for the weekend and we're looking for a place to eat. And my daughter's reading the reviews. You know, I don't think that way. It's like, you know, the menu looks pretty good. She's going to see what people wrote about it. Yeah. So I think the younger generations, this is going to become even stronger.
Hey, listeners, it's Kelly Bloomer here to tell you the show is brought to you by Bloomer Associates. If you visit our website found in your show notes, you'll find we offer sales training, talent assessment for hiring and team development, and individual coaching for sales pros and managers. We bring over 30 years in media sales and leadership experience. If you enjoy listening to OK Boomer, Teach Me Sales, ask how our team can work with your sales team for virtual meetings, roundtables, and motivational seminars. You can contact us through our website or call today, 919-267-9871. Now back to our show.
And I've got to guess that it's this referral program and mentality, the way you approach it. Is that what led you to start the Success Champions Networking? Is that where that kind of evolved from?
You know, interesting enough, no. It's enhanced it for sure, but we were doing our summit, and I'm going to say the badass on your show, Tom, because it's called the Badass Business Summit.
I'm very proud of that name, so that's good.
Awesome.
I want one of those t-shirts when they come out. So we're
good. They're coming. We had slated the first conference for April of 2020. And I'd rented out a convention center and had speakers flying in from all over the world. We had sold out the event. And of course, you know, it's April of 20 and pandemic hits. And so when we were forced to postpone the summit, we didn't shut it down, we postponed it. But I looked at my team and said, holy crap, the entire world's going online. And it took us 2.5 years to figure out how to do business online. These companies don't have that time. So we have to come up with something that allows them to actively scale, continue to do business and grow. And that night, as I was thinking about what we can do to do our part to help as many small businesses as we possibly could, I flashed back to my years with Sandler Training, and during those 7 years, I ran over 20 some odd networking groups that were beyond your traditional networking, your BNIs and the likes. I did that because, you know, traditional networking doesn't get a guy who needs six-figure deals into the right rooms, into the right conversations, and into the right people. So I had to create my own groups and stuff to, you know, surround myself with other salespeople that were going after that level of deal. Well, that night when I went to bed, 3 o'clock in the morning, I bolted out of bed, scared the crap out of my wife. She's like, what's the matter? I'm like, I'm sorry, honey. I just came up with an idea. She's like, well, write that crap down and roll over, would you?
We'll talk about it tomorrow.
Right. Well, I couldn't go back to bed because I realized that I had an opportunity to impact and change the world, and I was going to have to do it. So I got up and started writing some notes down about 4:30 in the morning. And Kevin and I have actually got the screenshot of it now. I sent him a message and said, hey, here's my idea to launch virtual networking groups. What do you think? Well, at 6:30, he hadn't replied to me. And so I fired him a message and I'm like, dude, is this a horrible idea? Is this not going to work? He's like, it's 6:30 in the morning. I haven't even had coffee yet. Hold on. And then he came back to me and his response was, you know, dude, I think you're fixing to change the world. So that was the birth of Success Champions Networking. And 7 days later from that moment, we launched our first chapter.
7 days
from idea to execution. And Kevin had built out all the automations, the systems, the websites. So we automated everything. And we fixed what everybody hated about networking. You know, we, you know, one said it was always be virtual. I like working from my farm. So if people don't know, I have a full working farm with goats and chickens and geese and, you know, that I work from. And, you know, we run all these companies, but I didn't want to commute. So all the meetings would be virtual. I didn't want unprofessional people in. So we didn't allow the network marketing and the multi-level marketing people to come in. I didn't want a stoic meeting. You know, traditional networking is you sit around in a group and spend 30, 45 minutes, everybody doing what they call a 60-second, you know, elevator pitch that bores
the
crap.
Let me tell you why I'm the best insurance salesman here in Georgia.
Then nobody gives a crap about. And then, you know, one person does a 10-minute presentation that just bores the hell out of everybody because nobody cares. And then they, you know, force people to give referrals. And when you force people to give referrals, it's nothing but crap and not real world. And so we wanted to change all that. So we, you know, all virtual. We run four different styles of meetings. That's all based on growth and education, you know, masterminds and really helping people scale and grow their business. We added a huge education element. So I do full sales training as part of it. And so every Thursday at 10 a.m., I teach sales from the perspective that I've done for the last 20 some odd years. And I really break sales down Big Bird style so people can wrap their head around it and grow. And the cool thing about it is all of our chapters, we're up to 42 chapters now across the U.S., and all of our chapters get to join in on that particular meeting. And now you're networking with the entire U.S., not just your chapter. So it's I never would have thought that my company would be, or one of the companies would be, wrapped up in networking groups. But it took, you know, a major pandemic coming through to show me that, you know, we could literally change the world. And now we're just having a lot of fun, you know, actually doing it and bringing all the right people together. You know, it was Steve Jobs that said only people that can change the world are the people crazy enough to believe they can. So it's a lot of fun, a lot of damn fun.
Yeah, no, it's, and you know, it's there's always good and bad that comes out of everything. You know, you wake up in the middle of the night, 7 days later, you're doing that. The pandemic is probably a key reason that you were able to launch that quickly. Now we're seeing more and more people, whether they're on a farm or they're on the beach or they're in a high rise in Nashville, they don't want to go to the office if they don't have to. They want to work virtually and do things like that. So it's really opened a lot of doors as you go through that. If somebody's listening right now, and we'll put in the show notes how they can get more information on that. If somebody's sitting in an area, who is the perfect type of person or business for your type of networking group?
So I, you know, if you're an established small business owner, and I'm not defining small business like how the government does, where they say it's less than 400 employees, because you got 400 employees, you're no longer a small business, but that's how they define it. So for us, if you're a small business owner that is especially service-based companies, so think about commercial printing, think about you know, insurance, think about anything that's more of a B2B, you know, style business. So your photographers, your videographers, your promotional products companies, your magazine ad sales, your consultants, coaches, anything that's service-based does really, really, really well.
Which is important because a lot of networking people think is B2C, right?
Correct.
They want the consumer referrals. Here you're talking getting them in front of other business owners.
Yeah, 80% of our chapters are B2B. Now, we're not saying we don't allow the B2C folks in there. And then there's nothing against the B2C. It's just, you know, when you sit across from a realtor, and I've got some amazing realtor friends, you know, you ask them, you know, the last five houses they sold, what do the people do for a living? And they don't run around with business owners So they don't traditionally have a lot of referrals to give to a B2B style company. So we focus a lot on business owners. So 80% of our chapters are business owners, and 80% of them are focused on the B2B realm. And some of our chapters, you know, they're 100% business owner only and B2B only. And, you know, it's amazing to watch the level of business that's done, because when you get a group of people all focused on growing and scaling their business, things happen. Like, you know, they'll say, all right, well, here's three companies. Let's take the 10 of us, the 12 of us, and all go after these three companies. And one gets in, we'll try and bring the rest of us in. And so some big, big business happens and gets done, and the camaraderie builds up. And you know, we're really big on the idea of building your champions. The people that are out bragging about you and your services are representing you beyond just your business. And when you create a group of champions like that, I mean, they're excited to open doors and, you know, and make introductions. So, you know, we're beyond a referral network, and we're really into an introduction network where, you know, you're okay, you know, sitting in front of a group going, hey, here's a new client I brought on last week. Does anybody need to meet them? You know, and just bringing a whole new level to networking as a whole.
It almost sounds to me more like a collaborative than it really is. A referral based net. If somebody got zero referrals out of it, they can still be growing their business with their learning and the people they're talking to. And
we have some people that, you know, for whatever reason, can't be a member of a group, didn't want to start their group, that just come for the training, you know, to grow with us. And the fun thing, I mean, the groups are only $47 a month. And it's a month-to-month thing. You know, we ask people to stick around for, you know, for a year with us, because it takes time to establish these relationships. But, you know, we've got people that, you know, we launched in March of 20, and, you know, they're still in the chapter, still going and growing. Heck, we got one president, Laura DeFranco, that's launching three or four more chapters for us right now, because of how much it's impacted her business. So it's fun to watch people understand what we're doing and creating and, you know, being a part of the overall process.
So instead of just picking up one coffee every day at Starbucks, they could actually be growing their business.
For sure.
Which is pretty good. You know, it's interesting because I've seen you in those networking groups a little bit. I've seen you teaching people how to develop and grow a podcast. And if somebody asked me, describe Donnie, I would say Donnie is somebody who can really influence others, but he influences others to get what they really want to happen, to do something that, you know, maybe they never thought they can do. And to me, it sounds like that's part of this whole group, is you're talking to people and showing people, you know, how to be the best version of themselves that they want to go and do.
Yeah. You know, and thank you for that, Tom. That's an amazing compliment. I really, really appreciate it. You know, my entire journey has been a series of inspiration. And what I mean is, I've always kind of geeked out on the audiobooks with a good message. I've always geeked out on the conferences where I had a powerful speaker. They really, really have influenced my life. So a lot of what I wanted to do was to be that guy for other people. And, you know, because I know what it takes to push and drive me, I feel like I get a pretty good understanding of what it takes to push and drive other people. So I think I've got a knack at just seeing more in people than they see in themselves. And I want people, when they're around me, to understand that they can go a hell of a lot bigger. You know, they can do a lot more. They can actually chase those dreams they want to go after. And I think part of it is my belief in them, or others' belief in them, or creating an environment where a plethora of people believe in them allows them to start seeing themselves in that light and allowing them to go bigger. And that's that, watching others succeed is what inspires the hell out of me.
because too often the world is telling them they can't do those things.
For sure.
You know? And I think you had, I think it might have been the Success Champion podcast. And one of the episodes I'd heard, you were talking about having the right circle of friends, because yeah. sometimes the family and friends closest to us are telling us, yeah, don't do that. You know, you can't do that. That's not going to work. And people need to have somebody believing in them saying, you know, go for it. Do it. It's you can make this happen.
Yeah. I mean, being a sales guy can be a very lonely game. You know, being a president or CEO, business owner, entrepreneur can be a very lonely game. I mean, I learned the hard way when I first started the business. As I was building everything out, you know, I'd have bad days and I'd go sit around my family, and I love them. I have a very, very close family. And when I'd sit around them, you know, and talk about the things that were screwing up and not going well, you know, they would say like, well, why don't you just quit? Go get a job. And it wasn't out of malice. It wasn't out of meanness. It wasn't out of anything. They just didn't understand what I was chasing. They didn't understand what I was building. And so I didn't have that circle of people in my life that were like, hey, dude, you got this. Cool. You took one on the chin today. Let's go another day. Let's take another round. You know, this is all part of the process. You're going to grow. So because I didn't have it, I knew I wanted that in my life. So I started creating it. And, you know, that's a lot of the reason in belief behind Success Champions, family of companies as a whole, is let's pour into people and watch them change the world. And you know, we just collect the right people along the way.
Yeah. And speaking of the right people along the way, if somebody's sitting there right now and they're like, you know what, I want to go big. I need to be surrounding myself with these kind of people. There's no better way to get a glimpse into that than the upcoming Badass Business Summit. So
I just love watching
it's
you.
It's finally
say
happening, right? We've been waiting for April 2020. Yep. What's going on? And tell us a little bit about the summit.
So the summit is, I think, the top of the pyramid for everything we've done. So this year we're bringing together 17 just unbelievable speakers, from Kevin Hunter, who has 350,000 YouTube subscribers, makes over $5,000 a day, to, you know, Sean Crane, who did 5.5 years in prison and came out, changed his life, and is impacting others, to Laura DeFranco, who's got 18 best-selling books, to this guy named Tom Bloomer, who's going to come in and talk about sales. You know, it's
yeah, I've heard about that guy. He's
I think I gave him a chance and said, you know, we'll just see what turns up. No,
He's picked out his entrance song, Donnie. You're gonna love it.
That's awesome. I'm excited for that. But you know, for me, summits and conferences, you know, were oftentimes a rah-rah event, you know, let's go get fired up, and then Monday would come. So we really set out to put together a summit where people were going to get tactical skills. There's no pitches. Each, you know, presentation is more workshop based than lectureship based. And it's everything from sales to business development to mindset to health to operational business growth. I mean, it's literally the business event you can't afford to miss this year. With everybody that's speaking, phenomenal MCs and Stevie Don and Jane Powers, you know, we brought out everything we could to turn this into an amazing event, September 23rd through the 25th in Arlington, Texas. Going to have over 200 small business owners there, with a trade show, with, you know, just a phenomenal networking and a powerhouse collection of people that are all proactively growing and scaling their businesses. You know, so
I got to imagine if you're a small business owner, a solopreneur, someone like that, and you're at this summit, you're going to walk away with several people you're going to be talking to for the rest of the year, for the next couple of years, and collaborating on how you're going to grow your business, because these are the type of people that are looking to do that with you.
Absolutely. And the introductions, the doors that'll be open, you know, the speakers, they're not just flying in and flying out. I mean, they're going to be sitting right in the crowd with you. You know, so you're going to get to interact. You're going to get to hang out. I mean, I don't think there's been an event like this built anywhere else in the world where we've created a community to pour into so that, you know, the people will get real value out of it. And, you know, when you can learn from guys like Tom, when you can learn from, you know, guys like, or gals like Jen Beck and Kevin Snow and the likes, and listen to them teach you how to scale and grow your business, you can't beat it. And it's the most thing I'm most proud of is putting this together. And because, you know, it's one of the biggest dreams I have was to create an experience for people to where they could build to business freedom. And the Badass Business Summit does that. And I think it's the absolute transformational thing that people need if you're trying to grow and scale your business.
You know, it's interesting because I've been at several conferences over the years. And when I'm speaking at one, that's all I'm thinking about the couple of weeks leading up because I want to do a good job. I want to be prepared. My presentation is almost done. What I'm spending most of my time is, who am I going to meet that's there?
Right.
You know,
right.
I was going through the magazine that just came out and, you know, I'm more interested in what I'm going to be learning and who I'm meeting than my present. Not that I won't do a good job, Donnie, I will,
right.
But I'm more concerned about going to those other ones. It's going to be incredible.
Well, and that's exciting, Tom, because that means we've done the right thing. You know, we've created the right environment, the right people, and the right world to bring that all together. And, you know, a lot of the speakers have told me the same thing. They're so excited to hear the other speakers go. They're so excited for that networking opportunity. I mean, not often do you get to go. I mean, if you go to some of the biggest events in the world, you're not going to find yourself sitting right next to the speakers that are on the stage. You know, we want this to be a real experience where you're spending time and enjoying everything about it.
And what I really like, if somebody follows you on Facebook, they can binge in just a couple of days and get a glimpse. You've been doing 8 to 10 minute interviews with all the speakers.
Yep.
I already have particular questions in mind when I meet certain people. I'll be at I could run into them at the airport, and I'm going to know who that person is and how to start that conversation. So I think that was a great thing that you put in place there.
Yeah. And, you know, we got more things coming out from, like I said, the magazine just came out. We've got some more videos and more things coming with it. So it's an exciting time. And, you know, of course, we couldn't have done it without an amazing team pulling it together. But I really believe that if people want to transform, grow their business, they want to get to, financial freedom, then this is a place they need to be. You know, they just got to head over to badassbusinesssummit.com and go get their tickets and get them quick, you know, because they are moving fast.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, you know, to me, we started off the show by saying this is the time to go big, right? This is the time to sit down and say, okay, I want to be one of those people, no matter what goes on in the world over the next 12 months, my business is going to grow. I'm going to do it. And I want to be able to say 5 years from now when the summit is across the street, right? Because you're right across the street from Cowboy Stadium. So when 5 years from now, when we're across the street, I'm going to be able to say, you know, I remember when we were a little bit smaller back then. So it's going to be amazing.
Yeah. I mean, I already see it. Phyllis filling these massive stadiums and bringing everybody together and really changing lives. I mean, my dream is to have this as a 5-day, you know, week long event of trade shows and, you know, learning and experience. I don't want this to just be a motivational conference of any sort. I want this to really impact and change lives. And, you know, nobody set out to build a business to create a job for themselves. They set out to build a business to find some sort of freedom, to create a life that they could enjoy what they do and help others with whatever their products and service are. So I think the Badass Business Summit as a whole is what will position them to finally be able to break loose and build that business they've been searching for. And you said it earlier, man, if you can't have fun what you're doing, then, you know, you're not going to build a business you love.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what it It's what it's all about. This is what, you know, I tell my kids, I have adult children. I say, no matter what you do in life, make sure you enjoy what you're doing every day, because that's what it's all about. So, and if not, find something else that you enjoy doing, or selling or working in, or.
And
or doing
I love you say that, Tom, because your generation, my generation, man, we grew up in the world of, you know, you work one job for a bajillion years, whether you loved or hated it.
Didn't matter.
This was your lot in life. Yep. Mm-hmm. You know, my longest career was, you know, 7 years working for a company, but, you know, it was under that same mindset of the boomer generation, which was, you know, you just do it. And so I love the fact that people are going for more experiences. They're spending shorter time with companies. They're figuring out who they are, what they want to be when they grow up. I think it's an amazing time that we're really living in, watching people find themselves more so than any other generation in the world ever has.
Yeah. Now, before we go, I know there's going to be a lot of rum available there, but I do want to make sure that you've checked with the hotel and they have a really good wine list too. So just if you
just for you, Tom, just for you. And there's an amazing liquor store very close by if you don't like their selection. So
okay, that'll be perfect for pregame. There we go. Hey, Donnie, this has been a pleasure. I really appreciate. I'm sure our listeners got some great information. And anybody who doesn't think they have time to get to Arlington in September, they need to make time. This is what they need to do, and is going to help their business.
Absolutely. And guys, if you did get any sort of nugget value, anything out of this, do Tom the greatest favor. This is a phenomenal show. I love listening to OK Boomer Teach Me Sales. Tom does a hell of a job interviewing. He brings on some amazing guests. You know, as a fellow podcaster, I can tell you one of the greatest things in the world is when somebody new subscribes to your show. Do us a favor. If you got any nuggets or value out of this, you know, tell somebody else how to subscribe and listen to Tom's show. Share it with just one friend. It's like you walked up and you gave Tom a virtual hug just by telling one other person about a show. It'll mean everything to him, and it'll be a huge favor for me if you would. It'd mean the world to me as well.
Donnie, I fantastic. I really appreciate you saying that. And I tell you, we do look at those things, and it does give you that virtual hug.
It does.
Really good.
It does.
At the end of the day, that's what we're trying to do. We do this. We want to reach people and help them. And if it helps a new person every week, we're both pretty excited.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
Donnie, thanks again. I'll let you get back to the farm now. I'm sure you still, it's pretty early. You still got some work to do there.
We do. And a busy day ahead you know, taking care of the goats, the chickens, the geese, and everything else, plus making sure all the businesses are running. So it's going to be a fun day. Tom, it's been an honor to be on here, brother. I really, really appreciate hanging out with you. Oh, one last thing. I've got a gift for your friends, all your listeners. If they'll text the word success to 817-318-6030, we'll send them a whole bunch of free trainings and information. So text the word success to 318-6030, and we'll send them a whole bunch of goodies to help them grow and scale their business.
Fantastic. And I will put that in the show notes as well. Donnie, it's been a pleasure, and I look forward to seeing you in September.
Awesome. My honor, Tom.
So, Tom, is this where we tell everybody about your new book?
I think it is, Kelly. Teach Me Sales is a 21-day roadmap to sales success.
So if you want to be success in sales, the road to success is always under construction. Map out the best route for the help of a proven sales leader with over 30 years of experience. Tom shares his insights into how to succeed in sales. His 21-day roadmap will help you build the daily habits to not only find your path, but to take the steps necessary to excel and prosper along it. Each chapter is designed to encourage you to commit to that extra degree of effort to invest in yourself and your future along this rewarding and personal journey.
So Kelly, do you think we should share some of the advanced praise for Teach Me Sales?
I think we should. Like Jeffrey Gittimore, author of The Little Red Book of Selling, he said, "You don't get great at sales in a day. You get great at sales day by day." Teach Me Sales is the daily formula that puts you on the path to a lifetime of selling success. Buy it, read it, implement it. And then David Cottrell, author of Monday Morning Leadership and Quit Drifting, Lift the Fog, and Get Lucky, he said, "Teach Me Sales
is an engaging, entertaining, and enlightening book. Tom Bloomer shares his gift of storytelling, humor, habits, processes, and encouragement to guide you to become a complete, successful salesperson. Invest 5 minutes a day for 21 days and enjoy your sales and personal growth. You can do it.
Thanks, Kel. We are so excited. I hope everyone that's interested enjoys the book. We have a link for the book in our show notes. We look to join you on your sales journey. So that's it. That's today's show. Okay, Boomer, teach me sales.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Be sure to subscribe and follow. We hope you make us a part of your week, and don't forget to share with your friends and coworkers.
Should we mention the website?
Sure, the website, okboomerteachmesales.com.
And where can they engage with us?
LinkedIn at Thomas J. Bloomer.
We hope to see you there.